Leo's on the move, part two. Where he was going, I suspect. I wonder where that is. Well, not to worry. All I want is to look. I'm not bothered about all the other stuff that is his, so long as I check out what might be easily took. There's that smell again. That smells so delectably nice. A little peek over here might allow me to find out just what would my instincts entice. It is just over there near that small box of tea. Oh, catnip. I should have been aware up till now that Smith has some plants in his garden. Of course, if he's moving, he'd want to use the plough and take with him his favourite Bernardin. I always laugh when to his favourite plant he referred, giving it a name that so suited his pocket, a name that to me was just a big word, but it was he who planted it next to the rocket. Oh, catnip, you smell just so gloriously right. I so badly would like some this minute. It won't take too long, and I can keep the crate in my sight. Oh, catnip, there's truly no substitute. So over to the small box of tea Leo sauntered, drawn in by that catnip, his favourite. Already his thoughts and ideas being distorted, immediate plans for the crate being thwarted. In the meantime, the orange suits had altered their pace. Their comings and goings had just then been ceased. Poor Leo was so under he had not heard them close up the space that they were now heading back up to southeast. He lay down beside the small tea box and snuggled right up to the plants named Bernardin. His brain was quite totally and rightly befuddled by those plants that had come from Smith's garden. The crate had totally gone out of his head. Dessert with Cleo and Todd was forgotten. He was so away with the catnip that by now was spread all around on the floor. It was awesome. In the meantime, Sergeant Todd and Cleo were concerned that Leo had not come back from his venture. They had seen him jump up, but had not yet returned. They had the feeling that he had gone by misadventure. And that is the end of part two.